We'll stick with the weather theme because I mentioned earlier two parts of the county have been issued flood warnings following the heavy rain over the past few days. And we heard earlier that Billing Aquadrome Caravan Park is in the process of being evacuated, according to one of its residents, because of fears over flooding. The Environment Agency has issued warnings for the county. Two flood warnings, two flood alerts remain in place. Guy Zomi is from the Environment Agency. He's with me now. Just tell us what these flood warnings and flood alerts are, Guy. What areas of the county do they cover?
Hello there. Basically, they cover parts of Northamptonshire, obviously Northampton itself, Daventry area, right up through to around the Wellingborough area and further downstream as well. So it's mostly focused on the River Nene, to be honest.
Yeah, and we've heard some worrying claims today that the River Nene is dangerously high in terms of water levels. I mean, is there a risk that it could end up bursting its banks?
I think at the moment, certainly looking at Billing, we're taking a precautionary approach there, working with our partners in the police here and with our councils as well, to try and work out the best way to manage the situation. And essentially, the difficulty we've got is the flood storage area at Billing, just upstream of Billing, has been filling quite well, and we're actually up to about 80% capacity, which means that we are storing a lot of water. The downside of that, of course, is that we can't really take the chance of not evacuating people at Billing, because if we do get some heavy rain overnight, and there is a chance of that, quite a good chance, if it does fall in the right place, we'll have to push the reservoir storage over its limit, and essentially water will then be pouring out of the reservoir downstream to places like Billing and Cookner, and that's the risk that we don't want to take, really, because at that stage the flood storage reservoir has exceeded its design capacity. We are belt and braces.
So the Environment Agency has been involved in this decision to evacuate Billing Aquadrome. You mentioned that if we were to have more rain, if that flood storage area were to overflow, it would hit Billing but also Cookner. How worried should people who live in houses in that part of Northamptonshire be?
I think, we don't want to sort of raise the alarm. We have a lot of rain in the area. We've got to understand that. And it is all feeding through. The good news is the rain that's coming through Northampton, the water in the rivers, is starting to drop off now. So it's not like there's another slug of water coming down just yet. So actually the chances of any sort of real worry for the residents of Cooknow and certainly Billing is that we are managing that flood risk at the moment. We're managing that situation by taking the precautions that we are.
So should residents in houses, like I say, because we know the caravan park being evacuated, be taking any precautions?
So certainly the people in the caravan park at Billing, the managers of the park have a flood plan. They advise the residents as what to do in this sort of situation.
But people in nearby houses, should they be taking any precautions?
People in nearby houses, again, will have flood plans because they are at risk of flooding, and they'll be following what's in those flood plans. But at the moment, certainly the only people at risk really is the Billing Aquadrome, the caravan park, and also further downstream at Cookner. Obviously, there is a risk of flooding to properties there, but essentially they have a flood plan.
And are we expecting anything else to happen as a result of these flood warnings? They do cover part of Northampton. We know that the Far Cotton area has a flood warning system because that's at risk too. Are you worried about that part of the county?
At the moment, we're not worried about that immediately at this moment in time. The reason being because the flood levels have dropped off in the rivers. So most of the water coming through Northampton is actually receding, and overnight that should help the situation. So we're not expecting even more rain to hit these areas, but as your forecast did say, we are expecting more rain as we go through the week, and we are monitoring that very closely to see what impact that will have.
Okay, Guy Zomi from the Environment Agency, thank you for that. We'll